In our gospel for this Sunday, Jesus is asked a provocative question by an unidentified individual. The question is, Lord, will only a few people be saved? Lord, will only a few people be saved? And this is a question that has been debated by many theologians for centuries in the church, and there's a lot of different ways that you can go about answering this question depending on how you ask it. But what I want us to focus on is notice how Jesus answers the question. He doesn't reply with an exact percentage or specific numbers of people who are saved. And the church continues this tradition. There's no giant Excel spreadsheet with names and formulas and data entries about who exactly is saved. The only people that the church declares are saints and blesseds who God wishes to reveal their sanctity to the world. Instead of replying with facts and figures and charts, Jesus offers the advice of to strive through the narrow gate, and that some will be strong enough and others won't. Strive through the narrow gate. Jesus here doesn't want us to get preoccupied too strongly with the salvation of others, although we should try and lead people toward salvation. Rather, he wants us to focus on our own salvation, which is the one thing that we can control. And admittedly, striving through the narrow gate, which involves living a life of prayer, receiving grace from the sacraments, and living a life of virtue, that can be very difficult. And that's the normal way that we look at it. But if we consider it from another perspective, I wonder if striving through the narrow gate may be as insurmountable. Consider how we enter through the narrow gate in other areas of our life. One example is fitness and exercise. How many of us have goals to make sure that we get to the gym or exercise every so often to take care of our physical health, that we decide, these are the days that I'm going to go, this is what I'm going to do, this is what my regimen looks like? And in the same vein, how many people have weight loss goals that they try to pursue, combining exercise and diet and meticulously planning every meal to be able to attain that goal, oftentimes at least maybe losing some weight, if not achieving their total weight loss goal? And how many of you kids and young adults that are here this morning that are in high school, that are high school and college athletes, develop rigorous training regimens, such as weightlifting programs and cardio workouts and daily sports practices that you do during the summer and the school year to make sure that you're competitive for the upcoming season? How many of us have had an injury or experienced pain and then had to undergo physical therapy with daily exercises to bring us back to health? And maybe if you're not really into exercise, maybe you're into some performing arts activity, like playing an instrument or theater, or maybe you have some hobby that you will carve out time for to get it done, like restoring a car or knitting or completing a puzzle or reading a book. For myself, I'm trying to learn Spanish to improve my for my ministry. So I have to take, it works better than others, but I have to set aside daily time to be able to do that. And the point is that we frequently make time to achieve these goals in our life, no matter how big or small they are. And there are times when we reach it, and there are other times when we don't. But what if we applied this same principle and discipline to our spiritual life? What if we decided that we're going to make maybe attainable goals to be able to walk through the narrow gate? What if we decided, I'm going to set aside 5 minutes for personal prayer in the morning every day? Or I'm going to take an hour of Eucharistic adoration weekly? Or I'm going to try and go to confession once a month during the regular confession times? Or do we want to attend daily Mass once a week? What would these things do for our spiritual life if we had these goals that we tried to attain? I feel like we could grow a lot by just doing a little. Saint Therese of Lisieux, who was a Carmelite at the turn of the 20th century, once said that once asked us to do little things with great love, meaning it's not about how much you do, but it's how much love you devote to it. So sometimes if they're just small things that we do, but we do it with lots of love, that's really what God ultimately cares about. And it's not that, of course, the spiritual life itself is going to have ups and downs, and we need God's grace to be able to attain our salvation. We can't just will our way there. And there are going to be times when we're going to be able to do things and we're going to fall, but we have to be able to get ourselves back up again and be able to try every day, even if it's just something small that we can do. We can take these small steps and then just see what happens. Last week I preached about St. Paul had this image of running a race, and I mentioned that it was a marathon and not a sprint. We have to have small steps to be able to pace ourselves. I think the same thing applies to entering through the narrow gate, that if we take it day by day, then we can feel like we're making a difference in our spiritual life. We can see growth. We can see that we're growing. So maybe at this Mass, ask the Lord what small things he wants you to do to grow in your spiritual life. So then that way you can begin to walk through the narrow gate of salvation.